Well, Pádraig, about to hop on the bus and head off on the final journey of what has been a great journey heading to Crow.
Obviously, it's a big day for the club. You know, but you know the players, the management. We're just looking at it as a you know a chance to win in All Ireland and nothing else. Like, we're not going to get too caught up in being in Crow Park or whatever. It's just about you know going out and trying to win a match.
Yeah, and how difficult has that been?
Well, obviously, you know, we're lucky in the club that this is the third code in the club. Our footballers were in the All-Ireland Intermediate Final about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, and their Camogues have won two All-Ireland Intermediate Finals there. So now we have a lot of experience in the club of people who've been in Croke Park and a lot of the players. We also have a number of county players, football, and a couple of boys in County Hurling who have played in Croke Park. So it's not maybe as daunting you know, a factor as maybe for other junior clubs. We just happen to be lucky that we're a senior club in football and we're a junior club in Hurling, and because of that there's a lot of experience there that we can draw upon.
Yeah, and just to remind us of the team, tell us a little bit about...
We started the Hurling here about, it's nearly 20 years ago now, and really then the current crop would be the ones that we started off. There was no Hurling in Corain for about 40 years before that. It would have been a junior club in football, but there was a big push on the club about 20 years ago. A lot of work went underage, and we started the Hurling. And whenever they got up to minors then, we decided we might as well start the senior team. So the senior team has been in existence for about 12 years, but the big struggle in Derry is obviously Hurling is very much in the second-class game. Like, so because the lads were very strong at football, they won the county intermediate, won the Ulster intermediate, got to the All-Ireland final, and then they won the county senior in 2010, which is a huge achievement for a small club. It's not really a traditional GA area, Corain, and it never would have been associated much with Gaelic games. So in the meantime, we would have been struggling to try and get the Hurling up and running properly, because you know when you boys in county panels and football and stuff, you just don't have them most of the year. So the way it works in Derry is the county board wanted to get every team, every club in Derry into the seniors 2 years ago. So ourselves and Amaya, the other junior team, would have been a junior team up to then. We were brought into the senior championship. But, you know, we still struggle with 10 starters in both teams. And we struggle to establish ourselves at senior level. We still have never won a senior hurling match in Derry in league or championship. So for us to be going down to Croke Park facing a team that, well, as you know, won the ultimate in club hurling, won the All-Ireland senior title about 25 years ago, was, you know, they're an established name in Kilkenny, and everybody knows who Glenn Moore is. Everybody asking who's on rule. There'll be nobody asking who are Glenn Moore. So it just shows, how much of an achievement it is for a club to get there. But like we're not worried about their history or who their stars would have been 20 years ago. We're looking at who they have in the field tomorrow, and we'll give it the best, the best we can give. And if they're good enough to beat us, well, good luck to them.
Yeah, but having said that, Glenn Moore have a couple of current All Ireland winners too, haven't they?
Oh, they do. I mean, obviously, they suffered a big blow in the semi-final when Gerry Aylward, the current All-Star. I mean, they have two of the Kilkenny starting team over the last 4 or 5 years. They have the Kilkenny goalkeeper, Owen Murphy. He plays outfield for him. He would have played outfield for, won a couple of Fitzgibbons and stuff outfield. And they have a number of boys who either were Kilkenny panellists, like their centre-back is 5 or 6 All-Irelands. They have a lot of experience on their side. They have their profile goes from older boys, late 30s down to minors. Our age profile is a bit more centred around mid-20s. We've nobody over 31, and only a couple of lads that would have been under 20. So, we have a lot of experience in our ranks from boys who have played with 5 or 6 county footballers who played in Croke Park before. They've played in big days. They know how to manage a game. They have a good game sense, good mentality. So we're hoping that we can cancel out their advantages and maybe try and pull a few fly ones ourselves, that hopefully we'll have a bit of luck tomorrow.
Yeah, and as you say, a huge day for the club. Have you got everybody?
Well, thank God, everybody's available for selection, Tom, and there are a few, obviously when there's only 2 weeks between the semi-final and the final, and the pitches are a bit heavy this time of year, and obviously Croke Park is going to be a firm sod, but the pitch was heavy enough in the semi-final. It was a tough physical game, and with a few knocks and bruises and strains, but everything's cleared up, and everybody's available now to play tomorrow. We're confident now that we're as prepared as we can be. We're confident we're going to give a good account of ourselves tomorrow. And we're not going down there to make up numbers. We're not going down there just to be a sacrificial lamb on the altar of Glenmore Hurling. We're going down there to compete, and they're going to have to be better than us to beat us.